Welcome to the Raging Rhino Podcast. This is podcast number 168. My name is John. Because the free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. I was on the Twitter not too long ago, and I ran across a post from @JordanShachtel asking for the most overrated city in America. Now, this got me thinking about which city that I visited that I would consider the most overrated. That part was easy. But then I decided to rank them, turn them into a podcast. Then I decided to do every place I visited and rank them and offer like a little commentary. But then I decided that that was much too broad. So I split it into 5 different categories. This is the 3rd of those 5 lists. Parks, islands, and regions. I'll explain that more in just a moment. First off, for me, most overrated means the biggest distance between the hype an area receives versus my personal experiences. Second, as I prefer to do, I go from worst to best, so I'll get my most overrated out of the way immediately. And this one, once again, was a very easy choice. Third, you'll notice there won't be any Texas areas on this list, because Texas is its own category. I've covered the cities and towns of the United States in the 2 previous lists. This list is the non-municipalities of the United States, outside of Texas, of course, that I've visited. You kind of see exactly where I'm going with this as the list moves along, but it's kind of an and the rest part of the United States. First off, worst and overrated. There's only one. There can only be one, the Great Salt Lake. Maybe it was just the part that we went to, on the south side of the lake, not too far from the city. But it was absolutely atrocious. You know the often quoted passage from the Bible, the 23rd Psalms, and the phrase, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," that's what it felt like walking on the ground going up to the lake. I guess you could call it a beach. Riddled with bird and fish carcasses and thick with flies. You look down at the ground and it starts moving as you walk closer. And it's really just a swarm of flies getting up and moving around. Far and away, the worst. And I'd still give it another shot over going back to San Francisco. Next tier, glad I got to see it. Yeah, I liked it. If I have the opportunity, maybe I'd go, but I'm not actively trying to get back there. Sonoma Valley, and this goes hand in hand with the next entry. We didn't want to go all the way out to Napa, so we went to Sonoma instead, and it was beautiful country. I bought a bottle of wine that I really liked at one of the wineries we visited, and then I found the same bottle, the exact same bottle, at our local grocery store 2 months later, 65% cheaper than what I paid in California at the winery. Yeah. Highway 1. This was a one-day group bus tour we took from San Francisco. We visited Monterey, Carmel by the Sea, the Lone Cypress, 17-mile drive, and the 18th hole at Pebble Beach. This was definitely the highlight of that vacation. Puerto Rico. One of the few trips I took without Gina. This was an award I got from my job at the time, meant to be a mix of fun and business meetings, and they didn't allow us to take a plus one. I rode a horse for the first and only time in my life. I kind of felt bad for the horse because I had no idea what I was doing. I also toured El Yunque Rainforest, and I loved the lush greenery. The resort where they booked us had a rocky beach, and you had to take a ferry to an island to actually walk on sand. Overall, it was nice, but eh. And finally, ready to go back. This is going to be a relatively short list overall, although there are several entries here. First up, Maui. Now, surprisingly, this one barely makes the cut. Why? Well, yeah, the food was stunning. I mean, it's freaking Hawaii after all. I mean, the luau, the macadamia nut pancakes, the huli huli chicken. That was all fantastic. The black sand beach was one of my bucket list items, and it was amazing. It's everything I wanted it to be. Visiting Ocean Distillery introduced me to my favorite vodka and my favorite rum, which I still keep in stock to this day. I definitely wouldn't refuse a return, but we've been to much better beaches in the Caribbean with a lot shorter flight times and somewhat less expensive. New England. Now, I've mentioned some New England towns and cities that I visited in the previous lists, but to be honest, there were other towns that were nice, but I just don't remember their names. And generally, they were quaint and quaint. There are many similarities, much like the various Texas historical downtowns, but it doesn't matter. It's all about the experience. And I would like to just go out and just visit those random towns once again. Also, the Kankamangas Highway was beautiful. But a huge storm the night before had blown off a huge amount of the fall foliage we had hoped to see, so I'd want to go back just to see that. Generally, I really love New England, and since it's where my wife was born, I'd want to see her old stomping grounds again, too. The Golden Spike. North of Salt Lake City, out in the middle of nowhere, you can see the spot where the Transcontinental Railroad was completed. There are two vintage restored locomotives and a small museum. If you are even remotely interested in trains or American history, this is worth the time. Pikes Peak. I hear you can drive up the mountain, but it's worth the expense to take the train from Manitou Falls up to the top. The views were breathtaking. And at the top, just get the donuts. No, they are not the best you're ever going to have, but when the hell else are you going to get fresh-made donuts at 14,000 feet? Garden of the Gods. The rock formations are spectacular. If you like natural geologic structures, you'll love this place. We enjoyed it so much, we went back a second time, which is not something we often do on our trips. OBX, the Outer Banks of North Carolina. This was a fantastic experience. From the lighthouses to the picturesque beaches, to the great town names, Kitty Hawk, Kill Devil Hills, Nag's Head, and of course, Duck. Duck, North Carolina, home of the original Duck Donuts, my favorite donut chain, which we discovered on our vacation out there before it became nationwide. The Oregon Waterfalls. While Portland could be a little frustrating, the drive out to view the waterfalls is well worth it. Along the way, we stopped at a cherry farm and got a couple of bags of freshly picked cherries, the best I've ever had. The star of the waterfall tour is the iconic Multnomah Falls, but there are many others that are quite beautiful, and we didn't even get to see them all. Trillium Lake, also outside of Portland, is a quiet little place worth the drive. We were only there for a short time because, well, Gina was feeling sick, but it was one of the most peaceful, beautiful afternoons we've had. It's tucked away outside of Portland with a stunning view of Mount Hood. And here we go with the top three for me. White Sands National Park. This was a day trip we took from Roswell. We ended up making a couple of extra stops along the way, so we didn't have as much time as we intended. And I kind of regret that. As much as I loved our other stops, the sand is something you have to feel to believe. It is so soft and so cool, even in the hot New Mexico sun. And sure, you can slide down a dune, but I had fun just flying my kite and walking around. Arches National Park. Gina thought it was going to be a good idea for us to go there since we were flying into Salt Lake City. It's in Utah too. How far could it be? I tried to explain to her, but she just didn't get it. So we went. 4 hours. Each way. But you know, it was one of the single best days I have ever had. The scenery was amazing. I wanted to photograph everything I saw. I fell in love with the desert that day. And lastly, the top of the list, Lanai. It is the largest privately owned island in the world. And why is it at the top of this list? Three words. Lanai Cat Sanctuary. I swear, Gina and I have seriously considered just chucking it all out the window and going to live on the island and work at the sanctuary just so we could hang out with cats all day long. Hell, I would go back to Hawaii just for that reason only. But you can see with this list that I really like a lot of different things. The places I'm ready to go back to include tropical islands, forests, mountains, desert, Atlantic seaside towns. Seriously, I would go back to any of them right now if I could. If you'd like to know more, just let me know, and feel free, of course, to share your favorites too. This is the Raging Rhino Podcast. You'll hear from me again.